With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues for more than 160 people believed to be missing in Texas days after a destructive wall of water killed more than 100 people. Texas Governor Greg Abbott spoke to the press after taking an aerial tour of the damage.
We will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Know this also. There very likely could be more added to that list.
Meanwhile, Texas State Senator Paul Bettencourt is working on a bill to provide funding for warning sirens in the more flood-prone parts of Texas.
It follows devastating flash floods in Texas that killed over 100 people during the 4th of July weekend. The Houston Republican says federal studies show too many people ignore weather alerts on their cell phones. In addition, many kids at summer camp are not allowed to bring cell phones with them. Bettencourt plans to have the bill ready for the upcoming special session of the Texas legislature, which starts July 21st. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Governor Greg Abbott says many questions remain about the extent of the catastrophe that stretched far past the borders of a single summer camp. He says many people may have been camping in the area, but there was no record of them staying there, so it's not clear exactly how many people are still unaccounted for. President Trump is defending his timetable for imposing global tariffs. More details in this update from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After announcing sweeping tariffs in early April, the president issued a 90-day pause. That extension expires this week. And now the tariffs will take effect next month.
August 1st, they pay. And everybody pays. Everybody has to pay. And the incentive is that they have the right to deal in the United States.
He also told a cabinet meeting of plans to place a 50% tariff on copper and steep taxes on pharmaceutical drugs, as high as 200%. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on so-called conversion therapy in a ruling that gives the governor more power over how state laws are enacted. Conversion therapy refers to the practice of licensed counselors helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The court ruled a legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice was unconstitutional. This is SRN News. It could be that air travelers may no longer have to remove their shoes when they board an airplane.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement, according to reports. If implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami in late 2001. Traveler newsletter Gate Access was first to report that the security screening change is coming. Some air travelers are able to skirt extra security requirements, like taking off their shoes, if they're part of a TSA pre-check paid program. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say a union representing thousands of city workers in Philadelphia and the city have reached a deal now to end a more than week-long strike. That walkout had brought a halt to residential curbside trash pickup. More details at SRNnews.com.